Number seven. Forgiveness. Being in the right relationship with God and people. If you are seeking healing and realize that you still harbor a grudge against somebody, have not forgiven an individual, that individual might be you yourself, then please pray and deal with that before, in order to make yourself more open to receive healing, in order to get that out of the way. My goodness, that's very clear in the Bible. We've spoken so far much about Mark chapter 11, verse 22 to 24. Well, the very next verse after that wonderful discussion of faith and how to pray, Jesus says these things: when you stand praying, forgive if you have anything against anybody, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. Well, I certainly want God to forgive me, don't you? And I certainly know that Jesus has already earned that forgiveness for me, right? He's earned it for you. And if you've accepted Christ, you've received that. But then if you're harboring unforgiveness, this verse points out, my goodness, that there's an issue there regarding forgiveness from the Father. You have to forgive others. That's just a requirement. That's a requirement of life. Forgiveness. Number eight, recognize your authority in Christ. Recognize your authority in Christ. Certainly, I believe I mentioned earlier, we can do nothing in our own power. We don't have that power. But in Christ, all things are possible. In Christ, all things are possible. Chapters 1 and 2 and chapter 3 in Ephesians are worth your reading and spending time on. Meditate on the words there. It's a wonderful section describing the authority of Christ and our authority in Christ because of our relationship with Him. In Ephesians chapter 1, verses 19 to 20, we see that God has the same power available to us that He used when He raised Jesus from the dead. That is an overwhelming thought, The same power available to us. In fact, the Amplified version of that says power in and for us who believe. Is that wonderful or what? That's wonderful. That's amazing to comprehend, but it's true. We have that kind of power because of God, because of Christ. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 22 to 23 talks about how God has put all things under Jesus' feet. In fact, just earlier, we learned that God has set Jesus down at His right hand. And then this verse says, and has put all things under His feet. All things means all things. Jesus is over everything in authority. God has made Him the head over all things to the church. Now, who is the church? The church is the body of believers in Jesus Christ. That's who the church is. You, as an individual believer, are the church. You, when you're together with a group of people who are all believers, you all together are the church. Well, if God has placed all things under Jesus' feet, and He has made Him the head, if you read this section, you will see. God has made Him the head of the body, the head of the church. We are the body. God says point blank in verse 23 there that the church is Christ's body. We are the body. If everything is under Christ's feet, if He is the head of the body and we are the body, then everything is under our feet too, in Jesus' name. That's where everything is. That's where you should keep evil. That's where that's your authority. Everything is under your feet in Jesus' name. There's another verse to point out here, an authority that we should remember. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 4 to 6. There's a wonderful description that culminates with the fact that God has raised us up, you and me, together somehow in a way that we probably can't really truly understand completely. But right now, God has raised us up and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, with Christ. In some way, we're connected right now to Jesus, who is sitting at the right hand of God the Father. Isn't this encouraging? Know your authority. Know your authority in Christ. That'll give you strength and power in seeking your healing, in realizing who you are in Christ. Well, point 9. Establish a point of contact. Establish a point of contact. This is a very practical suggestion. When seeking healing, it seems to be beneficial for some people to actually think about a moment in time, a point, such as, when this man puts his hand on me and prays, I will be healed. At that moment, I am going to receive my healing. Perhaps you just pick a moment in time and say, as of 10 o'clock today, I receive the healing that God has for me. There are stories in the Bible, accounts, I should say, of healings that clearly demonstrate this. One I really love, is in Mark chapter 5, verse 25 to 34. It is the account of the woman with the flow of blood. The flow of blood. If you recall this story, you remember that she has been suffering with a flow of blood for years and years, an unstoppable flow. She has spent all her money on doctors and has not been healed, has not received a cure. But she clearly has not given up. She hears about Jesus. She hears and clearly believes in what he is doing. And she says to herself, if I can just touch his garment, I will be healed. And then she goes, crawling along through the dirt, through a crowd, touches his garment, and instantly she is healed. In fact, Jesus acknowledges that later when he says, your faith has made you well. That touching of Jesus' garment, that moment of touching, is a point of contact. In her mind, that was the second she intended to receive her healing, and she did. She was healed at that second. When you are in a healing service, when you're reading the Bible by yourself, however you are seeking to receive your healing, this is one suggestion. Pick a moment, and after that moment, after that second, praise God, thank God for your being healed. Do not acknowledge any symptoms that might remain for you. Have decided you have claimed your healing as of that moment. Act that way. Speak that way. Well, key number 10. See with spiritual eyes. See yourself healed. In other words, realize that you are going to be healed in this world, that healing is going to manifest. Whatever the problem is that you've been suffering from, in your mind's eye, in your heart, see yourself totally healed. If you've had difficulty using an arm, see yourself in a spiritual sense, see yourself with a totally healthy arm. Whatever the illness, whatever the problem, whatever the pain, see yourself with no pain. This just creates a very positive background against which to receive healing from God. Number 11, praise. There are not many more important subjects in the Bible than praise, praising God. That's what we're speaking about here, praising God. Revelation chapter 4, verse 11, describing God, says, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for Thou hast created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are and were created. In other words, that's saying that we, people, as well as everything else, was created for God's pleasure. And certainly God is worthy to receive glory and honor and power. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18 says, In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And then there is Psalm 22, verse 3, which makes this wonderful point. But thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. God inhabits the praises of Israel. In other words, of his people, of you and me. We're his people too. God inhabits our praises. If you want to draw close to God, if you want the Holy Spirit to come, start praising God. You will be amazed what happens. That's a wonderful way to begin prayer. It's a wonderful way to enter the presence of God. In fact, it's almost the only way to enter praising God. God loves praise. He shows up when people are praising him. Number 12, spoken word. By the way, I do want to go back to praise for a moment and just mention, when you have passed that point of contact, that moment that you've received your healing, that healing prayer has been said, that you have prayed healing words, when you have passed that point, thank God, praise God, praise God, and tell other people that you've been healed, and praise God. You have to stand on these scriptures. You have to stand on your faith, on your belief. Praise God. Praise God with wonderful praise scriptures. There are many psalms. Psalm 107, Psalm 150. There are just many psalms that you can read. Just praise him in your own words. Don't stop praising God. I really can't emphasize that enough.